DHS, Comprehensive Plan to National Border Security HLS. Today, the Department of Homeland Security secures the borders, territorial waters, ports, terminals, waterways, and air, land, and sea transportation systems of the United States. The Science and Technology Directorate, SNT, invests in border security research and development for technologies, provide solutions to prevent illicit movement and illegal entry or exit of people, weapons, dangerous goods, and contraband, works closely with border and immigration officials to understand how technology can help support their missions and overcome challenges, and manages risks posed by people and goods in transit. 1. Air, Land, and Port of Entry, PO, Security 2. Biometrics and Identity Management 3. Counter-Unmanned Aircraft Systems, CUAS, 4. Forensics and Criminal Investigations 5. Immigration Services 6. Maritime Safety and Security 1. Air, Land, and Port of Entry, PO, Security. Border security refers to the measures taken by a country to protect its borders from illegal crossings, smuggling, and other forms of illegal activity. Border security is a critical component of a nation's national security strategy, as it helps to prevent the entry of terrorists, weapons, and other illicit goods into the country. Border security can be achieved through a variety of means, including air, land, and port of entry security. Air security involves measures taken to protect the country's airspace from unauthorized entry or attacks. This can include the use of radar and other surveillance technologies to detect and track aircraft, as well as the deployment of fighter jets and other aircraft to intercept and escort potentially threatening planes. Air security is particularly important given the potential for terrorists to use commercial airliners as weapons. Land security refers to the measures taken to secure a country's land borders from illegal crossings and smuggling. This can include the use of physical barriers, such as fences and walls, as well as patrols by border guards and law enforcement officers. In addition, land security may involve the use of technology, such as sensors and cameras, to detect and deter illegal crossings. Land security is important for preventing the entry of unauthorized individuals, as well as for intercepting smugglers and traffickers. Port of entry security refers to the measures taken to secure a country's ports of entry, such as airports and seaports. This can include the use of security checkpoints, scanning technologies, and other measures to ensure that only authorized individuals and goods are allowed to enter the country. Port of entry security is critical for preventing the entry of terrorists and other threats, as well as for intercepting smuggled goods and contraband. Effective border security requires a combination of physical and technological measures, as well as well-trained and equipped personnel. It is also important for countries to work closely with one another to share information and coordinate efforts to secure their shared borders. In addition, border security should be implemented in a way that respects human rights and the rule of law, while also ensuring that legitimate travelers and trade are not unduly disrupted. One of the key challenges of border security is balancing the need for security with the need to facilitate the flow of people and goods. Borders play a vital role in facilitating trade and other economic activities, and it is important to ensure that border security measures do not unduly hinder these activities. In addition, border security measures can have unintended consequences, such as increasing the risk of human rights abuses or encouraging the use of more dangerous and illicit routes for smugglers. One approach to addressing these challenges is the use of targeted and risk-based border security measures. This involves using intelligence and other information to identify and prioritize the most significant threats, and focusing resources and efforts on these areas. This approach can help to maximize the effectiveness of border security measures, while minimizing the impact on legitimate trade and travel. In conclusion, border security is a critical component of a nation's national security strategy. It involves a range of measures to protect the country's airspace, land borders, and ports of entry from illegal crossings, smuggling, and other forms of illegal activity. Effective border security requires a combination of physical and technological measures, as well as well-trained and equipped personnel, and should be implemented in a way that respects human rights and the rule of law. To address the challenges of border security, it is important to use targeted and risk-based measures that focus on the most significant threats and minimize the impact on legitimate trade and travel. 2. Biometrics and identity management. Border security is a critical component of a nation's national security strategy, as it helps to prevent the entry of terrorists, weapons, and other illicit goods into the country. One important aspect of border security is the use of biometrics and identity management technologies to verify the identity of individuals crossing the border and to ensure that only authorized individuals are allowed to enter the country. Biometrics refers to the use of physical or behavioral characteristics, such as fingerprints, facial features, or voice, to identify individuals. Biometric identification systems can be used to verify the identity of individuals at border crossings, airports, and other points of entry, as well as to access secure facilities or information. Biometric technologies have the advantage of being unique to an individual, making them difficult to forge or alter. Identity management refers to the processes and technologies used to verify and manage the identity of individuals. This can include the use of documents, such as passports or visas, as well as biometric technologies. Identity management is critical for border security, as it helps to ensure that only authorized individuals are allowed to enter the country and that those who do enter can be tracked and monitored. One common approach to border security is the use of biometric and identity management technologies to create a virtual border. This involves the use of sensors, cameras, and other technologies to detect and track the movement of individuals across the border, without the need for physical barriers or patrols. This approach can help to reduce the risk of illegal crossings and smuggling, while also minimizing the impact on legitimate trade and travel. Another important aspect of border security is the use of biometric and identity management technologies to facilitate the flow of legitimate travelers and trade. For example, automated passport control kiosks can be used to verify the identity of travelers and expedite the process of crossing the border. Similarly, biometric technologies can be used to create trusted traveler programs, which allow pre-screened and trusted individuals to expedite their border crossings. However, the use of biometric and identity management technologies also raises a number of concerns and challenges. One key concern is the potential for these technologies to be used to violate privacy and civil liberties. For example, the collection and storage of biometric data could be used to track and monitor the movements and activities of individuals. In addition, there is the potential for these technologies to be used to discriminate against certain groups of individuals, or to be misused or abused by corrupt officials. To address these concerns, it is important for countries to have strong privacy and data protection laws in place, and to ensure that these laws are enforced. In addition, it is important for countries to be transparent about their use of biometric and identity management technologies, and to provide individuals with information about how their data is being collected and used. In conclusion, biometrics and identity management technologies play a critical role in border security, helping to verify the identity of individuals and to ensure that only authorized individuals are allowed to enter the country. These technologies can be used to create a virtual border and to facilitate the flow of legitimate travelers and trade. However, it is important to address the potential concerns and challenges associated with these technologies, including the potential for violations of privacy and civil liberties, and to ensure that strong privacy and data protection laws are in place. 3. Counter-Unmanned Aircraft Systems, CUAS. Border security is a critical component of a nation's national security strategy, as it helps to prevent the entry of terrorists, weapons, and other illicit goods into the country. One emerging threat to border security is the use of unmanned aircraft systems, UAS, also known as drones. UAS can be used to smuggle drugs, weapons, and other illicit goods across the border, as well as to carry out surveillance and other malicious activities. To address this threat, it is important for countries to have effective counter-UAS measures in place. Counter-UAS measures refer to the technologies and tactics used to detect, track, and mitigate the threat posed by UAS. These measures can be divided into three main categories: detection, tracking, and neutralization. Detection refers to the ability to identify the presence of UAS in an area, while tracking involves following the movement of UAS to determine their trajectory and intended target. Neutralization refers to the measures taken to mitigate the threat posed by UAS, such as through the use of physical barriers, electronic jamming, or kinetic means. One common approach to counter UAS is the use of radar and other sensors to detect the presence of UAS in an area. These sensors can be integrated into existing border security systems, such as ground-based radar or surveillance cameras, or they can be standalone systems specifically designed to detect UAS. The use of radar and other sensors can help to provide early warning of the presence of UAS, enabling border security personnel to take appropriate action. Another approach to counter UAS is the use of electronic jamming technologies. These technologies work by emitting radio frequency, RF, signals that interfere with the operation of UAS, disrupting their communication with their controllers and rendering them inoperable. Electronic jamming can be effective in certain situations, such as when UAS are flying at low altitudes or are operating in a confined space. However, it is important to note that electronic jamming can also disrupt the operation of other RF-based systems, such as cell phones and other communication devices, and may therefore be restricted in certain areas. A third approach to counter UAS is the use of kinetic means, such as bullets or other projectiles, to physically disable or destroy UAS. This approach is typically used as a last resort, when other measures have failed or are not feasible. The use of kinetic means can be effective in certain situations, such as when UAS are flying at low altitudes or are operating in a confined space. However, there is a risk that the use of kinetic means could result in collateral damage or injury to bystanders. In addition to these technical measures, it is also important for countries to have well-trained and equipped personnel to respond to UAS threats. This can include border security personnel, as well as specialized counter UAS units. Training and exercises can help to ensure that personnel are prepared to detect, track, and mitigate the threat posed by UAS. In conclusion, the threat posed by UAS to border security is an emerging issue that requires effective counter UAS measures. These measures can include the use of radar and other sensors to detect the presence of UAS, electronic jamming technologies to disrupt their operation, and kinetic means to physically disable or destroy UAS. It is also important for countries to have well-trained and equipped personnel to respond to UAS threats. By implementing a range of counter UAS measures, countries can effectively mitigate the threat posed by UAS to border security. For forensics and criminal investigations, border security is a critical component of a nation's national security strategy, as it helps to prevent the entry of terrorists, weapons, and other illicit goods into the country. One important aspect of border security is the use of forensic and criminal investigative techniques to identify and prosecute those responsible for illegal activities at the border. Forensic science refers to the use of scientific methods and techniques to gather, analyze, and interpret evidence for use in criminal investigations and court proceedings. Forensic techniques can be used to identify and analyze various types of evidence, including DNA, fingerprints, firearm and tool marks, and digital evidence. Forensic evidence can be critical in establishing the guilt or innocence of individuals, as well as in linking suspects to specific crimes. Criminal investigations refer to the process of collecting and analyzing evidence to identify and prosecute those responsible for criminal offenses. This can involve a range of activities, including interviews and interrogations, surveillance, and the execution of search warrants. Criminal investigations can be conducted by law enforcement agencies at the local, state, or federal level, depending on the nature and scope of the offense. One important aspect of border security is the use of forensic and criminal investigative techniques to identify and prosecute individuals involved in smuggling and other illegal activities at the border. This can include the use of forensic techniques to analyze physical evidence, such as drugs or weapons, seized at the border, as well as the use of digital forensic techniques to analyze electronic devices and other digital evidence. In addition, criminal investigations can be used to identify and track the networks and organizations involved in illegal activities at the border. Effective border security requires close cooperation between law enforcement agencies and forensic laboratories, as well as the use of advanced forensic and investigative technologies. This can include the use of DNA analysis to identify individuals, the use of fingerprint analysis to link suspects to specific crimes, and the use of digital forensic techniques to analyze electronic devices and other digital evidence. One challenge of using forensic and criminal investigative techniques in border security is the need to ensure that evidence is collected and analyzed in a way that meets legal standards and is admissible in court. This requires the use of standardized and validated forensic techniques, as well as the proper handling and storage of evidence to ensure its integrity. In addition, it is important for law enforcement agencies to have access to the necessary training and resources to effectively collect and analyze forensic evidence. In conclusion, forensic and criminal investigative techniques play a critical role in border security, helping to identify and prosecute individuals involved in illegal activities at the border. Effective border security requires the use of advanced forensic and investigative technologies, as well as close cooperation between law enforcement agencies and forensic laboratories. It is also important to ensure that evidence is collected and analyzed in a way that meets legal standards and is admissible in court. By using forensic and criminal investigative techniques, countries can effectively disrupt and dismantle the networks and organizations involved in illegal activities at the border, and hold those responsible accountable for their actions. 5. Immigration Services. Border security is an important aspect of immigration services, as it helps to ensure the safety and security of a country's borders and its citizens. Effective border security involves a combination of physical and technological measures, as well as policies and procedures for managing the flow of people and goods across national borders. One key component of border security is immigration services, which are responsible for managing the process of granting visas and other immigration benefits to individuals seeking to enter a country. This includes issuing visas to tourists, students, and workers, as well as processing applications for permanent residency and citizenship. Immigration services also play a critical role in enforcing immigration laws and regulations, including those related to border security. This can involve working with other government agencies to identify and detain individuals who are attempting to enter a country illegally, or who are in violation of immigration laws. Effective immigration services can help to ensure that only individuals who are properly vetted and meet the necessary criteria are granted entry into a country. This can help to prevent the entry of individuals who may pose a threat to public safety or national security. However, the process of managing immigration and ensuring border security can also be complex and controversial. There are often competing interests at play, including the need to protect national security, the desire to promote economic growth and cultural exchange, and the rights and needs of individuals seeking to enter a country. One challenge in managing immigration is finding the right balance between security and accessibility. On the one hand, strict immigration policies can help to deter illegal immigration and reduce the risk of terrorism and other criminal activity. However, overly restrictive policies can also discourage legal immigration and hinder economic growth, as well as potentially violating the rights of individuals seeking to enter a country. Another challenge is addressing the root causes of illegal immigration. Many individuals who seek to enter a country illegally do so due to poverty, persecution, or other difficult circumstances in their home countries. Addressing these underlying issues can help to reduce the incentives for illegal immigration and improve border security. One approach to addressing these challenges is to focus on improving the efficiency and effectiveness of immigration services. This can involve investing in technology and infrastructure to facilitate the flow of legal immigration, as well as streamlining the process for granting visas and other immigration benefits. Another approach is to work with other countries to address the root causes of illegal immigration, such as poverty, conflict, and persecution. This can involve providing development aid, supporting efforts to promote stability and good governance, and addressing human rights abuses. Ultimately, effective border security and immigration services are essential for protecting national security and promoting the economic and social well-being of a country. By finding the right balance between security and accessibility, and addressing the root causes of illegal immigration, countries can better manage the flow of people and goods across their borders and ensure the safety and security of their citizens. 6. Maritime safety and security. Maritime safety and security are essential components of border security, as they help to ensure the safety and security of a country's territorial waters and coastlines. Effective maritime security involves a combination of physical and technological measures, as well as policies and procedures for managing the flow of people and goods across national borders. One key element of maritime security is the protection of critical infrastructure, such as ports and shipping lanes. This can involve the use of physical barriers, such as fences and walls, as well as the deployment of patrols and surveillance systems to monitor and detect potential threats. Another important aspect of maritime security is the enforcement of laws and regulations governing the use of territorial waters and coastlines. This can involve working with other government agencies and international partners to enforce laws related to smuggling, piracy, and other criminal activity. Effective maritime security can also involve the use of technology to enhance situational awareness and improve response capabilities. This can include the use of radar, sonar, and other sensors to detect and track potential threats, as well as the use of unmanned vehicles and other advanced technologies to assist in search and rescue operations. Maritime security also plays a critical role in disaster response and recovery efforts. In the event of a natural disaster or other emergency, effective maritime security can help to coordinate the flow of resources and personnel to affected areas, as well as protect against potential threats such as looting or other criminal activity. However, the challenges of managing maritime safety and security can be complex and multifaceted. One challenge is the need to balance security concerns with the need to facilitate the flow of commerce and other legitimate activities. Restrictive security measures can disrupt trade and economic activity, while insufficient measures can leave ports and shipping lanes vulnerable to threats. Another challenge is the need to coordinate with other countries and international partners to effectively manage maritime security. This can involve working with other navies and coast guards to enforce laws and regulations, as well as collaborating on intelligence gathering and other activities. Ultimately, effective maritime safety and security are essential for protecting a country's territorial waters and coastlines, as well as supporting economic and social development. By investing in technology and infrastructure, enforcing laws and regulations, and collaborating with other countries and international partners, countries can better manage the flow of people and goods across their borders and ensure the safety and security of their citizens. HLS.today source, DHS.gov.